Okay, we'll just start the Mishnah again on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and then we'll do the Gemara. The Gemara is all about the mitzvah of klayim and how to maximize certain amounts of klayim in a very small amount of space. The Gemara, the pictures are very, very foreboding, but it's not difficult at all. Okay, let's start. Again, the Mishnah. Menayin la'ariga, how do you know that if you have a patch, shehishisha al shisha tvachim, it's 6x6 tvachim, shezorin besocha chamisha zarorim, that you could plant 5 different seeds in there, and you're not going to run into a klayim problem. Dalet al dalet ruchos, horuga, 4 different species of plants on the 4 corners, on the 4 sides of the patch, of the box, like in the picture. The achaz ba'emtza, and 1 in the middle. Shenemar, like it says, ki ka'aretz totzi simcha, like the earth will bring forth produce, ukigana zareha, and like a garden with seeds, tatzmiach, it'll burst forth. Zarulo Nemar doesn't say anything about it. Doesn't say a singular zara, a singular seed, ella ziru eha, the plural. I said yesterday that the planting of klayim is only midrabanan, and the only time it's midoraisa is if it's grapes. That's only Rashi. Only Rashi says it here. Tosas asks, it's impossible. It says v'sadcha was his klayim. What's Rashi talking about? So it could be Rashi's talking about being mekayim zrayim. Zroyim being Mekayim Klayim, that's a little difficult because here it says planting. In other words, if you come to a field, if you buy a field from a guy, you walk into Eretz Yisrael, and there you have Klayim, you're not allowed to keep it. That's the Rabbanon. But certainly Rashi would agree that to plant it from scratch would be Doraisa. That's difficult because this Mishnah is talking about planting, and Rashi refers to it as the Rabbanon. So maybe it's only Mapelas Yah, only in one Mapelas Yah would be the Doraisa. If you did it separately, maybe it would be the Rabbanon. Rashi here is very difficult. Most Achronim, most Rishonim actually hold that it is Asa Midoraisa, even if it's not a grape. And a grape is even more Machmir, that's maybe even Asa Bahana. What? No, the point is, how far apart do the plants have to be from each other so that you're not running into a client problem?
Even put 5.
Right, because you're going to put 5, so you have one on each row, one on each end of the box.
You see
the box? You have one on all on each side, so you have 4. If you look at the box, and you have one in the center, one seed in the center. So if you notice, the corners of the box are white. That can't be filled in. Because if they're filled in, then you're going to have 2 different seeds touching each other. The Chazon Ish says that, there's an important yesod, which I didn't even realize yesterday, the Chazon Ish says that it's not an issue of marzayim. It's not an issue of marzayim. The din of klayim requires it can't look like it's one. It's not that people are going to think it's one, and therefore what? That's not the issue. The issue is, that's the rule of klayim. The rule of klayim requires it can't look like they're together. So if you have one going horizontal, one going vertical, there's a tiny little space, it doesn't look like it together. It's not an issue. What? The 1.5 tefach is for the one in the center. How far apart? Right, but it's both. It's both. It's a matter of looking and it's a matter of nourishing from the ground. So how far apart do they have to be from each other? How far apart do the seeds have to be from each other? And it's not going to be a problem of looking like they're the same. So this Mishnah establishes basically 3 tvachim. If you have 1.5 on the side, and then and 1.5 from the edge of the square going out to the center, 1.5 from the center going out to that spot, you have a total of 3 tvachim. So the ones on the sides, not a problem about. They're certainly not a problem. We can have less than 3 tvachim because they're at different angles. So they don't look like they're the same because you're planted on different angles. We're going to see on number B's how far we'll take that. Yeah. This might be a bigger chiddush because there are Rishonim, by the way, we're only doing Rashi. There are Rishonim that say you could fit 15 in here and 18 in here, in this box. Different configurations. We're just doing very simple. If you look at the Mishnah and Klayim on the third parak, your head will spin. So we're just doing very, very simple, just Rashi. We'll just stick with Rashi. Once in a while we're going to mention Tosfos, but we're basically not. We're going to stick with Rashi, even though he's He's going to be problematic in a few minutes, but we're going to stick with him. He's the easiest sheet to just understand, just to stick to one sheet and just get the basics down. If you want to learn this daf Ian, you can spend a lifetime. So the Chazanish explains it's an issue of both. It's an issue of looking like they're the same, and it's an issue of nourishment from the ground. So if they're one's on a horizontal, one's on a vertical, you have a little bit of space so they're not touching each other. That's certainly not a client problem because they don't look like they're the same at all. They don't look like they're the same. One's going in one direction, one's going in another direction. If you have a bird's eye view, or even if you have not a bird's eye view, if you just plant seeds, nobody will think in a million years. It's not a client problem. Also, if you have one in the center, then it might look like it's the same as the ones on the sides or the top, but if it's separated three tefachim away, it's not going to be a problem because it's far enough away. That's the Mishnah. We're going to always ask that. My mashma, how is that pasuk mashma anyway, this rule? So on my Rav Yehuda says, the pasuk says, ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha. So totzi implies chad. Totzi implies one. The tzmacha chad. The word tzmacha implies the second one. Harei trei. So now you have two. Zeru'eha, which is plural seeds, is trei, another two. Ha'arba, that leaves four. And tatzmiach, the second tatzmiach in the pasuk, is chad. That's a fifth. Ha'achamisha. So you have five. So the kim lehu l'rabbanon, the rabbanon established, so therefore you have five. So how do you know that's only in an area of six? How do you know that? The pasuk alludes to five seeds. Very, very nice. But how do you know that the five seeds are only in an area of six tefachim? Where did you get the six tefachim from? So we didn't get it from anywhere. For kim lehu l'rabbanon, the rabbanon established, the chamsha b'shita lo yinaki, that five seeds in an area of six by six tefachim, there will not be a problem of nourishment one from the other. It's not going to be a problem. That's what the Gemara says. Basically, it's just a Kabbalah. So my whole discussion here, is it halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Is it just something that Chacham figured out? Is it agriculture? What is that? So the Gemara asks, lo yinaki mehadadi, umanala and daha dakim lehul rabbanon milsehi. How do you know the rabbanon are right? Rashi says, who says they're agriculturists? Where did they figure this out from? How do they know? So the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My diksiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, lo sasi gvul reyecha, asher gavlu rishonim? Don't move the border of the, between you and your neighbor, the border that was there from before, asher gavlu rishonim. So the Gemara says, gavl shagavlu rishonim, lo sasi. Right, the old border that the original people put up, don't move that border. It's an aveira to do that. So basically, you're stealing your neighbor's property because the border is over here and you're moving it over there. So don't do that. My Govlu Rishonim, what does it mean, the old original people? What does that mean? So Amrab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amrab Yonasan, Dichsev, it says in Parashas Vayishlach, listing off all of Esav's descendants. Ela B'nei Seir, these are the B'nei Seir, Hachori, one of them was the Chori, Yoshve Ha'aretz, they lived in the land. So the Gemara says, Atu Kule Alma Yoshve Rekieninu. What, and everybody else live in the sky? Only they the Yoshve Aretz? What does it say Yoshve Aretz for? So the Gemara says, Elo Shahayu Bekiyim B'Yeshuva Shel Aretz. They were experts in the agriculture of the land. What does that mean? Shahayu Omrim, they would say, Mole Kanazeh, this Kana, this amount, this length of a field, is Lazayat. It's the best earth, the best field, it's to plant olives. Mole kanazeh ligafanim. This is the best for grapes. Mole kanazeh l'te'enim. This is the best for figs. Rashi says they would smell the earth, and they would be able to taste it, and they were such experts in agriculture, they knew which was the best for planting everything. They were such experts. And basically, Rashi says that that the Chachamim took all the expertise from them and arrived at the fact that five different seeds in an area of six by six is going to become that's not a problem of client. Anything greater than that will be a problem.
When does the Gemara have a discussion like this?
Are they experts in astronomy? So this Shaar Mitzvah B'Halacha actually he quotes a certain number of places. something like this does come up. Well, I mean, this is a whole discussion, you know, with what the doctor said. It's a huge discussion here. They're just using it for one small narrow point. But it does come up a few times. It does come up a few times, this idea. But the bottom line is going to be that, so it's a machlokes, the Chasam Sofer has a spaz, something like this, whether this means halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you see everything's in the Torah, so it's all there. They didn't make anything up out of thin air.
That,
right, but
then land
there, soil is somewhere else. Right, right. So the Rashi, the one of the big Rashi over there, that says Rashi says the Rashi of Gvul Reyecha. No, not that Rashi. One second. No, I can't find it. I can't find it. I thought Rashi had said that the Chachamim took the knowledge from them. Yeah. Okay. One second. We're not done with them. The Chori. Why are they called Chori? Shemarichin es ha'aretz, because they were able to smell the land. The Gemara changes the Chori to Reyach. Changes the letters back and forward. The Chivi, Tosfos points out, they're also called the Chivi because one of the children there was referred to as a Chivi. The Amar of Papa, Shayatom, and that's the Aretz Kichivya. They would eat the earth. They would taste earth like a snake. Snake is nothing. They eat the earth. So just like that. V'achar Yaakov Omar, Chori. They're called Chori. Shnasu b'nei Chorin minichsehen. They were wiped clean. They were made clean of all their possessions. Just like. Right, when the guys wiped clean of his possessions, so too they were wiped clean, meaning they were there, and then the Bnei Eitz have kicked them out. So they were wiped clean of all their possessions. So, fine. Okay, so that ends that discussion. So we see from here that this pasuk of Losasik Gvor Reyecha tells you the limits, meaning the Rishonim already decided the shear of how many plants you can plant in a vineyard, in a patch. Don't increase that number. You can't increase that number. So the pasuk of Losasik Gvul is telling us the amount of klayim that's acceptable. So Tosfos asks, if that's true, then every time you're over the Isser of klayim, you should be over this Isser as well. You should get Malkus twice. So Tosfos answers, first of all, this is a lav shebeklalos, because the pasuk of losasik gvul reyecha also tells you losasik gvul reyecha. Don't touch your neighbor's border. Don't touch his boundaries. So we have a rule that whenever one aveira teaches more than one thing, there's no malchus. That's first of all. Second of all, Tosfos says you can pay it back. So whatever you steal, so you pay it back. So every rule, whenever you can pay it back, there's no malchus. So that's what he gets out of that. So all we've done so far was just establish how we got 5 out of 6. So a little bit of a difficult limud. It's a larger topic than at first blush, but that's the limud that the Gemara comes up with. Now, Amr of Asi. Aruga, the passage that we're talking about, is Tocha Vav, the inside of it is Vav, Chutz Migvuleha, besides the boundary which surrounded the patch. Every patch had a 1 tefach boundary around it, where a guy would walk to water the patch. So that boundary is not included in the 6x6. That boundary is outside the 6x6. And Rashi says if you include that in the 6x6, you're not going to have 6x6. You're going to have much smaller, you're going to have, I think, 4x4, he says. 5x5. Chutz migvuleh, without that one border around it. Tanya nami hachi, aruga tocha shisha. An aruga with a 6 inside. 6 are inside, not outside. Bugvuleha bekama, how wide is this patch which surrounds the, how wide is this path which surrounds the patch? I said it was a tefach, but because I learned the Gemara already. So it's 1 tefach. We're going to see it's 1 tefach. What's the difference? How wide it is? Who cares? So Rashi says it's very important to know 1 tefach for the Gemara that's going to happen on Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to say that if you have a triangular field, then the triangular field can go right into the other field. Because since it looks like it's different, because I have a normal looking field, and right next to me is a triangular field. So the triangular field can mamish touch my regular normal looking field, and it's not going to be a problem of klayim. Why? Because no one's going to think, it doesn't look like, it doesn't look like there's a mingling of the things. So he says you needed to know how big that path is for that issue. Tosfos says, no, it's just a simple question of mekach and memchar. If I sell you a patch and it includes the gvul, so how big is that gvul? I got to know. How much does it include? So the kidetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, rochav kemale rochav parsa. The width of this, the width is the width of a parsa, amount of someone who walk. The width of someone who walks. Amar of Zerav Itam, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you get that from? Diksiv, because it says in Devarim, v'yishkisa biraglecha, you're going to water it with your feet. Kigan hayerek. Right? So it's a funny way of saying you're going to water your gardens. You're going to water it with your feet. So the Gemara says, ma regal tefach, just like the walking of a normal person is one tefach wide, af gvul nami tefach, so too the gvul is one tefach wide. Fine. Now, Amar Rav. Rav said, aruga b'churva shaninu. The din of the Mishnah, that you could plant 5 in 6, only applies if surrounding area is destroyed, churva, meaning there's nothing growing there, it's desolate. If there would be something growing there, then you'd have a problem. Why? Because your patch is going to be 5 by 6. There's only a 1 tefach path, a 1 tefach path for the next patch, and then another row of planted whatever. So you only have 2 tefachim separating them. You don't have 3. So it's a problem. So therefore, Rav says that the only way you can may have this work is if the surrounding area is desolate. That's what Rav says. Got that? So the Gemara asks, V'ikka makom kronos, but you have the corners. Now, in order to understand what that means, you have to look at the picture in Rashi. So in the picture in Rashi, if you look at the picture, there are 9 boxes. Each one of those boxes is a separate patch. And you see what he did? The one in the center is the one in the center, and then the 4 going around do not go from top to bottom or from left to right. They stop at intervals. They stop at intervals to allow 1 tefach of space between each one, and then you have the 2 tefachim side by side. In other words, if you take the top right box, the one in the top right corner. So on the left side of that box, you have a row of plant going down, and then it stops at a certain point. Then the one right next to it, meaning the middle upper one, the one to the left of it, that one has a plant going from the bottom up. There's a tefach space in between those two. There's 2 tefachim separating them from left to right. Therefore, you have 3 tefachim. The ones going horizontal and vertical, that's not a problem because they're going in different directions. No, that's not an issue of klayim. We only care about the ones going in the same direction. So it's separated by 3 tefachim, it's not a problem. Tosva says it's not really separated by 3 tefachim because if you make a rectangle out of that, the diagonal is going to be less than 3 tefachim. So he has a whole different way of learning this. Anyway, that's what Rav says. That's the question on Rav. If you do it this way, then you can do it. Who said you have to sew them all the way from top to bottom? So that's the question. For ikka makom kronos, which means you don't have to fill up every row fully. If you don't fill up every row fully, you can fit in. You can do this box forever, right? So,
don't you have a problem that the end that they're touching?
No, they're not touching.
Like they're touching.
What?
They're going in different directions, but they're touching.
No, first of all, in between each patch, you have 1 tefach for gvul for one patch,
and 1 tefach
for the second patch. So you have 2 tefachim separating them. Then you also have 1 shooting up, let's say, and it's stopping at 6 tefachim, right? So it's going to go 2.5, and 1's going down 2.5. So there's another tefach separating them that way. So you have the 2 tefachim of each path, plus the tefach, one going up, one going down. So Tosfos says if you do the math, it's not really 3 tefachim. Because if you take the diagonal from one field, from one row, and you move it to the other row, you're not going to have three tefachim. You're going to have 2 point something. So putting Tosfos' question aside, that's the way the crow flies. But if we want to walk it in an L shape, it will be three tefachim, which nobody walks that way. But putting that question aside, let's assume for argument's sake you have three tefachim here. Let's say you have three tefachim. Nothing's touching anything. Nothing's touching.
This and this are touching.
No, they're not. It could be that the Gemara
is.
It could be smudged. It could be smudged. It could be smudged. If you look at the picture in the art scroll, they're not touching at all. They're not touching.
You have three tefachim there.
You have a tefach from one path, a tefach from the other path. That's two tefachim.
Right.
Then you have one goes down. Doesn't go. It stops half a tefach, let's say, and then going up stops a half a tefach. So the tefach apart. So the two tefachim of each path plus a tefach where they don't meet. They don't meet. They have three tefachim.
Exactly. If they make right angles,
you don't need three tefachim because then the rule is that they're going in different directions. It's not a problem. That's what we said in the Mishnah. We said that already, right? So that's not a problem. So you can do this.
You got to look at the art school one.
Yeah, the art school one's much clearer. The art school one's much clearer. So I start off by saying that the Chazon Ish says it's no issue. It's not an issue of Marisayim. It's going to look like. The issue is that's what Klai means. Klai means it can't look like it's one. And also, right, they're both. They follow both. So if one's going horizontal, one's going vertical, they don't look like each other at all. No, they don't look like each other. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It has to be both criteria. Right, both criteria. It has to look like it's the same, and they have to nourish. So here, they don't look like they're the same. And if they're farther apart, it's not a problem. So that's the question on Rav. Rav said there has to be desolate around it. Why? I show you, you have nine of them here, all nice, very nice. This can go on forever. So why did Rav say only one? So the Gemara answers, Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Bimamali Es HaKronos. No, because you're going to fill up the Kronos. Which means, if you look at the bottom picture of Rashi, the bottom picture of Rashi is a very vague picture. Basically, you have the left one going from top all the way to bottom. You have the right one going from top all the way to bottom. So you have one going straight down, the other one going straight down. In the middle, you only have a little bit on top, a little bit on bottom, a little bit in the center. You cannot put one next to that box because you're going to run into a problem. You're not going to have you're not going to have more than three tefachim separating them. You're not going to have more than three tefachim separating. Does everyone understand that? No. What do you mean? This box here, the bottom box in Rashi, one's going from top to bottom. If you put one next to that, it's also going from. It's all going all the way. It's going all the way. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why did Rav have to come up? Why did Rashi, whoever made this box, or Rav, have to come up with a new case? What about the box on number Beis on the Mishnah? That also, it's impossible to put a box next. You can't put an aruga next to that. Why do you come up with a new case where you're filling in the corners too? Right? That's a separate question. So therefore, since Rav has it that way, you can't put one next to it. It has to be desolate. So the Gemara asks, so v'lizve me'abroi v'lo l'mali migavai. So plant on the outside and don't plant on the inside. Meaning, what's wrong with the box with the nine? Why are you ignoring that? It's a very good way of doing it. Why are you ignoring... What's wrong with that way? Why are you abandoning that? It's a very nice way. So the Gemara answer is Gzeira. Rav has a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? Shema Yimali Es HaKronos. If I allow you to do that box, there's a fear that you'll come to fill up the entire row. And if you fill up, in other words, in order for that to work, you have to leave it, you have to leave almost half of it empty. Half of each row you have to leave empty in order to be able to do more and more and more. So there's a Gzeira, you might come to fill up the whole thing.
In the second picture,
the bottom picture? Yeah. Why can't it be?
Yeah, why can't
because
be
those are di- because those are different seats.
Six. So why can't that row in the center different seats?
Well, that's back.
Line
that's
like the top line and the bottom line.
Because then you're gonna have. What do you mean? The top. There's five seats in that picture.
I understand that, but if you look at the top, if you look at the top row.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the left edge of the top row and
because the left
and the
edge
top, and the top of the left row is not three tefachim.
There is. There is. No, there's three tefachim. It's tefach and a half from each side.
Okay, so what I'm saying, so if you now take a little dot in the center,
right,
you make it a line, the same thing as the
going up to down. But that little dot in the center is one. That little dot is one species. The one on top of it is a separate species. Right. From below it's a third species.
So let's say the middle one now, which is the fifth species.
Right.
So how come that one can't be the same size as the top or the bottom row, or the, one of the side rows, and still be a tefachah on each side away from the nearest row? Right now it's sitting in the middle, and it's three tefachim away from anything.
Right.
On all sides.
Right.
Why does it have to be three tefachim on all sides? Why do the top and bottom of the side rows only have to be three?
I think Gemara is going to ask you a question on the base. I think the Gemara is going to ask that now. On the bottom of our base, the Gemara is going to suggest your way. Meaning, what you're asking is, if you go back to the picture in the Mishnah, you're not maximizing the space.
Right.
You're stuck with one little seat in the center.
Like, why is the perimeter one using a cumulative measurement and the one in the middle?
Right. The Gemara is going to have a whole different way of interpreting the Mishnah, like what you're saying. Okay, we'll get there soon. So he says it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira. If I let you do it that way, with the staggered rows, then you might have to fill up the rows. If you fill up the rows, you're not going to have three tefachim separating them. Big problem. But there's nothing next to it.
But if you fill up the corner.
No. But what he means, he doesn't mean... What he means here, the corner is you're going to fill up, you're going to go further down or up into that one tefach area. Therefore, you're not going to have three tefachim separating them. That's what he's scared of. He doesn't mean the actual corner box. He means the row. We said we're going to go, but they can't meet, because if they meet, you don't have three tefachim. So he says, no, maybe you let them meet. That's his fear.
Box makes more sense.
The what?
The Mishnah box.
Right.
Makes more sense.
It does make more sense.
Because it's three in every direction.
Exactly. So now the Gemara adds, v'lo yehei ela rosh tor, but why can't it be a case where it's a rosh tor? A rosh tor means basically like the picture in Rashi. You basically have the going into a triangle. You have your crops going into a triangle. If you have it going into a triangle, then it doesn't look like it's the same species, because it's a totally different configuration. But before we get to the question, just one side note, what does the word tur mean? So the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Turei Zahav, some kind of ornament, triangular ornament. Naselach im nekudos hakasef. So it's very interesting that the shach. So this is the Rambam said that this is what the word tur means. Tur means they have a triangular ornament. Rashi says the same thing. Others say that tur is related to the word shur, which means a row, like a shura. So it's very interesting. The shach called his pirush. Besides the shach, there's another pirush on Shulchan Aruch called Nekudos HaKesef. And some say he took it from this pasuk Nekudos HaKesef to counter the first two words, which is tur ezav, which is a reference to the tour, even though the word the tour is always spelled with a tess, and here it's spelled with a tuff. And people aren't so makbid and diktuk. So the word tour means a triangle, according to Rashi, according to the Rambam. So you have a triangular row, and if you have a triangular row, what's Rav's problem? Rav's scared that you're gonna make the rows all the way down, make them triangular. If you make them triangular, then they don't have to be three tefachim apart. If you make each row a triangular shape, then they don't have to be three tefachim apart, because they're going to look so different. And if they look so different, it's not a client problem. Right? That's Rav's question. That's the question on the Gemara. V'lo ya'el rosh tur yerek milo tnan. Didn't we learn how your rosh tur, if you have a rosh tur yerek, nichnas asok sada acher, it can go right into the other guy's field, because since it's such a different shape, it can visualize it. You have a triangular, so the point of the triangle can touch mamish, the guy's field right next to it, because it looks totally different.
Each row is each line of triangles different species.
Right. And if you do that, then I can have, then I don't need, he's saying, maybe I'll fill up the whole row, then I'll have three tefachim, I want three tefachim apart. So fill up the whole row, just make it triangular. If you make it triangular, then you won't have a problem. You don't need three tefachim then. So the Gemara answers, no. So one second, Yerosh Tur Nichlas Asof Sada Acher Mutter. That's not a problem. Why? If they Shanir Asof Sada, because it looks like it's the end of the field. It looks so different. So the Gemara says, so you can do that the whole. You can make arugas going across the whole field. Always make the end triangular. You won't have a problem of a client. So the Gemara says, no. Ain Rosh Tur by aruga. We don't have Rosh Tours by arugas. The patches are so small, like 6 by 6 tefachim. You want to have So some say we're going to have it in the top of a Manalef. Maybe you can have an aruga from one aruga into a different field. But between each aruga, to have triangles, they're so small that it's not going to distinguish the look. And if it's not going to distinguish the look, it's still a client problem. So therefore, Rav says, I don't like it. Shmuel has a different answer. Aruga, ben haruga, shaninu. No, you can have one patch next to another patch, like what the Mishnah suggested. Shmuel Amar, aruga ben aruga shaninu. No, you can have an aruga next to another aruga. You don't need to have it desolate, like Rav said. But they're going to become all intermingled. You're not going to have three tvachim separating them. So how could you do it? So the Gemara answers, "Benot the shuru lakan v'shuru lakan." You have them staring like the picture of Amud Aleph. Shmuel says nothing wrong with that picture. He's not choshesh for Rav's problem that you're going to make a mistake, a gzeirah, and you're going to extend the rows all the way, and you're going to have less than three tvachim issue. No, he's not worried about that. You do it like the picture of Amud Aleph, and since they're staggered, you can do it, right? Not a problem. Everyone got that? Okay. Amar Ula. Ula said, They came from Eretz Yisrael, and they asked the following question. Hifkia telem echad al pnei kula mahu. What if somebody takes a furrow, and it's at least one tefach deep, and he digs it, according to Rashi, he digs a ditch going in the middle, pretend we're back on the picture in the Mishnah, and he digs a ditch going from top to bottom, straight through the middle, and it's one tefach wide and one tefach deep. And he puts the seeds in through there. Does that ruin the aruga or not? Why should it ruin it? Because now you don't have three tefachim. Since you made that ditch one tefach wide, you don't have three tefachim separating them anymore. Because it's one tefach wide. So what's the question? The question is, since it's one tefach deep, does that save you? That's the question. Since it's a tefach deep, are you saved? So does the aruga get ruined or not? What? Yeah, but now you're. But if you have to climb out of that one tefach and then go to the end, you three tefachim away. Or do we say if you look at it, it doesn't look different? That's the question. It's gonna be machlokas. We're not gonna have an answer. It's gonna be machlokas. Does that one tefach save you or not? Okay, that's the question. I'm sorry. Does that one tefach ruin the aruga, or we get a whole a nice arrangement? Does this one tefach ruin the aruga or not? So Amr of Sheshes, ba irvuv. Ubitel es hashura. No, it ruins it. That one furrow, that one ditch comes, and it intermingles, and it ruins the whole aruga. Now you have client problems, because you're planting within three tzvachim of each other. Ravasi Omar, some say Ravashi, any ruvim of akel es hashura. Not a problem. It doesn't ruin the shura, because it's deep enough. It's deep enough. Now the Gemara is going to ask on that. Eishvei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina asks on Rashi. Hanotea shtei shuros shel kishuin. If somebody plants two rows of cucumbers, shtei shuros shel diluin. Rashi says, and next to that, two shuros of diluin, shtei shuros shel pulhamitzri, and next to that, diluin's gourd. Next to that, he plants two rows of pulhamitzri, some kind of bean. Mutter, that's not a problem. Why not? Because since you planted two, each one looks very chash of two. So each one has its own look, and therefore there's no intermingling of the different species. That's what the Brisa there, the Mishnah says. But shura achas shel kishuin, shura achas shel diluin, for shura achas shel pul hamitzri, usher. That's a problem. That's usher. So what do you see from here? That if you plant one row next to another row, it's going to be a problem. So according to the Mekel Shita here of Asi, of Ashi, he said one row doesn't ruin the Shura. How could it not ruin the Shura? How could it not ruin the Aruga? How could it not ruin the whole patch? We have a Mishnah here that says that if you plant one side by side, it's going to ruin it. They have to be separated far apart. Right? Mestama, that when they plant it two by two by two, they could be right next to each other. Since they don't look the same, not the same fruit, it's not the same, and they each two is chashav, it's a chashav of a thing, they don't look, you're not going to, no one's going to see that they're connected, because each was its own thing. That's not a client problem, because it's its own row. Well, one row would be a problem. So how could you say one row here doesn't ruin the aruga? We have a Mishnah that says one row does ruin. One row is a client problem. Hear the question?
There's no, doesn't talk about any space.
Right, no space.
Space
right, So no matter what the space, no. So look, if one's a mile apart, it's not going to be a client problem. We're saying even if they're not, even if there's no, I think Rashi says that. Rashi says mutter, the shtei shuras chashivi l'mehevi sadel l'nafshayhu. Each one's chashiv to be considered its own field. Af elas v'hechi hekera dekol min v'min milsaban penafshei. Right, each one recognizable by itself, so it's not a problem of client. But one row, Rashi says, shu achas mikol echad havi irvav. It would be a problem. The lo chashiva kol chad shur l'nafshei. Alma tell him echad havi irvav. One ditch is going to be a problem. It's less, but it's more than three tefachim because it itself is one tefach wide. So you have the two rows on the ends of the bat. This one row thing going down the center. It's one tefach wide. You don't have three tefachim in between them. So we have a mishnah that says that's no good. So the Gemara answers, shiny hacha. That mishnah is talking about only those vegetables. Those vegetables are different. Why? Te'icha shracha. Because those vegetables have a very big overgrowth. So they're going to become intermingled with each other. They have very big vines and very big. So they're going to become intermingled. So that's a problem with those. But our mishnah is talking about not those. Our mishnah is talking about different ones. Different ones, that's not a problem. What?
So if you could plant rows right next to each other, with species other than what's mentioned, what would you discuss?
That's a good question. So maybe if you could plant them even very close together. Well, my pal is yad, one with one throw, you certainly can't. Yeah, I hear your question. It's a good question. I put that question aside. Amr of Yochanan. Amr of Khan, Amr of Yochanan. Stewie, now we're going to get to your issue. Harot Lamalos Kol Ginoso Yerek. Somebody wants to fill up his entire garden with vegetables. If you notice, as Stewie pointed out, in the Mishnah, the box in the Mishnah, the center of the box, you only have one seed. So basically, you have an entire aruga that's empty. You have the four sides of the box, leaving out the corners, and you have one seed in the center. So the whole thing is wasted. So it comes along with Kahana, I didn't fill up the whole box. He can't fill up the whole box, but he can fill up almost the whole box. Listen to what he says. For those of you that have an art school, the picture is amazing. If you don't have an art school, the picture in Tosfos will help us. It's a little different than the way we have it. But so here's what you do. You want to fill up the whole field? Here's how you fill up the whole field. Osa aruga, shisha al shisha. You have a field 6x6. The adulba chamisha. You make a circle in there where the radius of the circle is 5 tefachim. So now you have a half a tefach on one end of the box, a half a tefach on the other end of the box. A half a tefach below, half a tefach above the circle. And you make a circle in there, 5. U'mamaleg karnoseha kol mashi yirtza. Each row of the circle, each row, karneha here means a row. Each row you fill up with another species. That's 4 species. And then the middle circle, the entire circle, you fill up with a 5th species. So you have now filled up the entire aruga with vegetables, with plants. The only part of the thing you didn't fill up are the spaces between the edges of the circle and the top and the square. It's the only part of the field you can't fill up. Why could you do this? Because the circle is distinct looking. So since the circle is distinct looking, it's like a rosh tur almost. It's distinct looking. It doesn't look like you're doing any, it doesn't look like you're doing client. Because the rows are square and the other thing is circle. So this way you fill up the entire field.
Even though they're touching.
Same way the corners can touch. Exactly. Same way the corners can touch. No, you might have a nourishment problem, but we don't care because you have to have both problems. You have to have also a look problem. And there's no look problem because it's a circle. One's a circle and one's a rose. Not a problem. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Well, it could be baini-baini, but we said that you could fill up your entire field. But what about the path that surrounds? How are you filling that up? So the Gemara says, yeah. No, that you have to leave empty. I didn't mean you can fill up every spot of the field. You have to leave the path surrounding each aruga separate. That you have to do also. Otherwise, there won't be a difference between the row of one and the row of the next. That could be a problem.
Why,
so you have.
Why is that the case in the other one?
What?
Why
what other one?
In
any no. So no, because he made a statement that you can fill the whole field. So what about the surrounding tefach of each? Yeah, no, I meant for that not include. I didn't mean the whole entire field. You can't fill up the whole aruga. You got to leave those four spaces, but between the circle and the square, that you have to leave fallow.
Doesn't have to be a four go around it, otherwise you don't have free swap in between the.
Right. What we're going to see that right now. Ravashi says you don't even have to fill up. You can even fill up the spaces in between the paths. Even the paths you could fill up. How? Imhayu zeru and shesi zeru erev. If one's vertical, then plant them horizontal. Erev zeru and shesi. If one's horizontal, plant them vertical. So again, you're not going to have a problem because they don't look like there's a problem because they look different. They're going in different directions. The plants. Not a problem. The whole thing's not a problem. H. Ravina Ravashi, Rinas Ravashi, we have a Tosefta that, how could this whole thing work? We have a Tosefta that says, Avodas Yerek Biyerek, how could you make a Aruga, how could you maximize? Shisha Biyerek Acher, Shisha Tvachim, you have to make six Tvachim, Ronosam Kitavla Muravas. And the only way you can do it is if you have a square shape. Kitavla Muravas, Udashari, Halav Hachi Aser. If it's not a square, it's Aser. So how could you have a circular shape? Right? So the Gemara says, no, hasam la kule ba kula achrina. The reason why you have to have a square shape over there is for a different kula entirely. That's for lahati rosh tur hayotze hamehemena. You have to have a rosh tur. If you want to have a rosh tur. So if you want to have a rosh tur, you have to have a square. We said before, Rav said that there's no rosh tur by arugas. It's too small. So Rashi says, either Rabbi Yochanan argues on that, either they argue on that, on Rav, he has a lot of argue on Rav. Or he says, no, maybe from an aruga into a field, he would be makel. Rav said, even that's no good. So that would be makel. But either way, this picture is the way to maximize the amount of space in the field. Okay, so today's shiur was learned at Lenishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen, and tomorrow we get into the Gemaras of more about Minayans, and then we're going to get to some Shabbos and Shavuos.